actually what goes under the wagon.
Yeah.
Holds it up.
Yeah.
And it's got a thimble there that you slip the wheel on.
Yeah. Well, what about the spokes? Do the spokes, they come out of the hub?
Yes, ma'am.
And what do they fit into?
They fit into the rim.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got a steel tire on the rim,
mm-hmm,
for a wagon.
Well, have you ever heard that rim called a feller?
Yeah.
Is something like that?
Yeah, that's what you call the...
That's
what the spoke goes in
before
the steel rim goes on it.
That's below the rim. Oh, okay. I didn't have that straight. Now, when you hitch a horse to a wagon, the thing that the horse pulls on is called the...
Single tree.
Yeah.
A double tree.
But there's a difference between those.
Yeah, there's a double tree. It's got two single trees on,
uh-huh,
one on each end,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
of the double tree,
mm-hmm,
and each horse, one horse works on one side, but he's got a single tree behind, but it's on this double tree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This double tree, it's a long piece across there where both horses pull to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, if you were... on your land, if you wanted to get rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say that you were you wanted to do what to the land?
Clear it.
And then if you were doing that, if you were clearing it, and would you have to cut down all the trees? Is that?
Yeah.
Well, how would you get them out of your field then? How did you do that?
Well, they pulled them together on them days and burned them.
Oh, yeah.
And we had log rolling.
Mm-hmm.
We've had log rolling when clear land, and all our neighbors would come in,
mm-hmm,
and help us pile them logs.
Mm-hmm.
We had just get us a bunch of sticks put under the log, and man on each side had it, pick up that log and kick it down the valley.
Oh.
Yeah, been lots of log rolling.
Well, with you, but before you do that, like you would have to tie ropes to them to get them out of the field initially, or would you just roll them out?
Generally, it's made different piles.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Just different piles and then burned them out.
Just right there in the field?
In the field.
Oh, I see. You
couldn't haul them out. You're too tight. Pile them up there.
Mm-hmm.
Make a log heap every time you find enough timber.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And then burn them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if you had a tree fall across the road, how would you get that out of the road?
You'd have to cut it.
Oh.
Cut off the stump.
Uh-huh.
That's where we pick it up or take a team tie to put a chain around it, mm-hmm, and drag it out of the team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you would drag it out sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about in the spring, what would you use to break the ground with?
Well, we had turning plows.
Oh, yeah. And then after the ground was...
broke, we had the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Big old hair. Long them, we did, long them days, we had homemade hair. We never had it. It was just